Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Meyer, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 12th of January, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. Three new cases of COVID-19, so that's 30 non-community and isolating cases. Nobody in Nobles Hospital. Logan Air's new spring schedule includes Moree, Heathrow, plus Birmingham, Edinburgh, Jersey via Southampton. From the schools, is online learning working? The Chamber of Commerce wants to help you access government assistance. And were GPs prepared for lockdown too?
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. Three new cases of COVID-19 have been identified on the island in the last 24 hours. It brings the total active number of cases to 30. Nine of those were detected during either day 1, 7 or 13 of self-isolation. The Isle of Man government says it's looking forward to its continuing and future working relationship with Logan Air. The airline announced its summer schedule today, increasing the number of flights from the island to destinations in the UK. New routes to Southampton and Belfast City are set to start up in May, with a seasonal service linking the island to Jersey, running from the end of spring into the summer. And Paul Weatherall has taken over from Michael Joseph as chair of Liberal Vanin. He stood as the Liberal Party candidate in 1979 for Harborough in Leicestershire and is a former election agent. A declaration of principles were agreed at last night's virtual meeting ahead of the general election in September. Further afield, the UK Home Secretary says she'll back police officers to enforce coronavirus lockdown rules. Priti Patel says a minority of people are still putting the health of the nation at risk. It says another 1,243 COVID-19-related deaths have been recorded in the UK. Meanwhile, five UK supermarkets are going to enforce rules that customers have to wear face masks in stores unless they're exempt for medical reasons. Tesco, Asda and Waitrose have joined Morrisons and Sainsbury's in saying people will be banned from going in if they don't have a covering. And the UK government's looking into how much is being put in free school meal food parcels sent to some families in England. Photos have been put online, with some claiming they got what looked like £5 worth of goods, not the £30 it should be. Those are the headlines. Back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Lewis. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, no problems out at sea for the next 24 hours, but on the Isle of Man, the matrix signs are showing ice on the mountains as the temperatures zipping down to about 2 degrees before midnight. A frost will develop. Overnight rain will fall as sleet or snow over high ground initially before turning back to rain. Milder air will set in towards dawn, but it is going to be nippy around midnight tonight. Ukraine Wednesday, tomorrow, wet day, then a moderate to a wind from the southeast will veer southwesterly through the day. We're up to 10 degrees tomorrow, overnight minimum 5. And Thursday, Jordan, a wet start, then sunny intervals and a moderate to fresh wind coming in from the northwest. Highest 9 degrees. Low water was about half an hour ago. High water's at 11 o'clock tonight. Low water tomorrow morning, 29 minutes past 5 o'clock. Sunrise, 29 minutes to 9. And the lunchtime high tide, 26 minutes past 11.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
Logan Air's continued to cement its place as the Isle of Man's main airline, which isn't much at the moment, but flight frequency and destinations will increase from spring and into summer. COVID obviously permitting. The airlines released its summer schedule with new routes planned with services on existing ones stepped up. With all the details, Ewan Gorn.
After being backed with a significant sum by the government, Loganair has released an ambitious and optimistic programme of flights for the year ahead. New routes to Southampton and Belfast City will start up in May, with a seasonal service linking the island to Jersey running from the end of spring into the summer. There'll be double daily flights to Heathrow from the end of March, whilst those to Manchester will increase to two daily from the 1st of April. A route to Birmingham will also be reintroduced from that date, as well as services to Edinburgh. The frequency of flights to both Liverpool and Manchester is also set to increase in July. Seats for all the routes mentioned will go on sale today. The airline reports that many are keen to plan and book ahead in anticipation of COVID-19 vaccines, enabling air travel to take place widely and safely once again. Loganair is also intending on boosting the number of seats available on these journeys by using a larger ATR-72 turboprop aircraft, which can carry up to 70 people per flight. Chief Executive Jonathan Hinkle says a phased approach to increasing the number of flights on offer is being taken in anticipation of a progressive recovery from the pandemic and reopening of borders. He adds Loganair will continue to work closely with the airport management team at Ronaldsway and the Isle of Man government to prioritise public health and continued connectivity. A reminder, the airline employs pilots and cabin crew based in the Isle of Man and contracts the maintenance of its aircraft to local company M&A Technical Services, which is based at Ronaldsway Airport.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Online learning is back on the agenda with this lockdown, and giving pupils the right equipment for online learning is just as vital as making sure they have the right attitude towards studying at home. Ballacamine High School headteacher Adrian Burnett says the school is remaining open for children of key workers, but the majority of its students are attending classes remotely.
We can prepare the lessons, but actually our students have to engage. We have to make the lessons exciting, interesting, relevant to them. But if they don't open up the computer, or they can't open up a computer because mum or dad is using it for work, or they haven't got Wi-Fi at home, that is an issue. Our job ends, if you like, at the end of the computer. We have to assume that our students are going to engage with it. And if they don't, we will be following up with weekly phone calls. Is there an issue? Can we help with anything? But actually, this is going to have to be a partnership between us, between our students and between our parents. And I know last time students were saying, there's no work for me, I can't get on, some students. And actually, the work was there, but they were the sort of students perhaps that might sometimes at the back of the class be pretending to write when they're not doing so.
It seems like all schools on the island, yourself included, did a very good job at making sure students were equipped with whatever they needed to learn from home, be it computers or iPads. So it's just, what do you do if you hit a hurdle where it comes down to attitude more than anything else?
We've got to motivate our students, haven't we? They have to know that this is worthwhile. And I have to say, for some students, it's an uphill battle because exams, as far as they're concerned, have been cancelled. There's a lack of motivation because it's like, well, what is the point of anything? And we're having to work really hard with our students now, certainly those in years 11 and 13, to say, guys, we are still going to be working because we're going to get evidence from you that we're going to be submitting. We want to see you do your best work because that's what we're going to be judging you on.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
21 minutes before 6. The Ben left Heysham shortly before 2 o'clock this afternoon. She arrived in Douglas 20-odd minutes ago. She's on the link span at the moment and will be leaving at 7.45 this evening, heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30, and the overnight departure from Heysham to Douglas at 02:15. Back in Douglas Harbour at about 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
From Thursday, garden centres on the Isle of Man, which had been allowed to remain open, will need to move to click-and-collect-based services under the tightening of the Lockdown 2 restrictions. Tom Riley is the Managing Director of Riley's Garden Centre, and this is his take.
We were, with government regulations, we were allowed to have the garden centre open with certain restrictions in place. with face coverings, 2 metre distancing. But obviously that can't continue with the latest updates.
How's it been going? Has it been all right?
No, it has been very, very quiet. Very, very few people come in, but only essential kind of purchases have been okay. But yeah, it has been a huge downturn for us.
Do you think it's going to have an impact on your business, only being able to do click and collect?
Oh, massively, yes. This type of season is always quite a hard type of season within the sort of garden centre industry, especially with the loss of the cafe, which is obviously a big pull for us with customers. We don't know how good business will be, but unless you try these things, you never know, really. But it's not going to be the same as previous lockdown when we had it during sort of peak gardening sort of season. So the demand for compost and plants, things like that, it's nowhere near going to be the same as that type of environment, especially coming off the back of Christmas when maybe disposable income is slightly lower. And obviously the temperature does have an effect with people actually wanting to be outside.
Are you going to be all right on the other side of the pandemic?
We don't know. It's something we hope so. Hopefully, if it is only 2 or 3 weeks, but it will obviously have a massive effect for us. At the end of the day, we've just kind of got to do our best and hopefully come out strong on the other side.
Do you qualify for any government support?
Not that I'm aware of. Well, apart from the salary support scheme, we do qualify, yes.
So what's going to happen with the click and collect service? How's that going to work?
People can either go onto our website, they can search for various products, order, and then we'll process that and organise either a collection service or a delivery service. It'll be island-wide.
Manx Radio's business briefing.
19 minutes before six. Can the energy business worldwide become net zero by 2050, making the energy sector, which accounts for nearly three-quarters of global emissions, carbon neutral, would go a long way to achieve the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. Now, the International Energy Agency has promised a roadmap in May of this year to help the global industry reach net zero emissions by 2050. The IEA's exec director, Fethi Birol, said in the FT that the long-term target will only be met if decisive action is taken over this decade. Now, as Christmas online shopping has spurred a flood of gift returns, some retailers are deciding to opt out of the pricey option of receiving returns, meaning customers can keep the items they didn't want anyway. In America, Amazon and Walmart are among the firms using artificial intelligence to decide whether it's cheaper to just refund the purchase price and leave certain products, particularly those that are cheap or hard to ship, with customers to keep or donate. Christmas just gone, notched up as e-commerce returns totaling over $70 billion. And the music streamer Spotify's stock market value hit a new all-time high on the New York Stock Exchange last week. Last Friday, the streaming giant stock reached $354.60 and closed the week at $353.48, up 7% from the closing price the day before and up 12.2% for the week, valuing Spotify at just over $66 billion. Today's latest Spotify technology on the NYSE is $347.26. Do you pay for Spotify?
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed mixed as investors remain focused on the latest coronavirus developments. The US dollar edged lower. Oil rose, gold climbed higher with support from bets on higher inflation as Washington rolls out more stimulus. In corporate news, Fresnillo was the worst performer on the index. The retailer JD Sports fell, and B&Q owner Kingfisher rallied after saying they expected current year profits to be at the top end of forecast. The numbers now at the close in London. The FTSE 100 was down almost 0.7% at 6,754. The DAX in Frankfurt closed flat at 13,925. In New York, just after 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial flat at 30,997. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 0.2% at 13,061. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 steady at 3,797. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1.36.3, €1.12, and 20 South African rand, 90.7 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold flat at $1,841 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude almost 1.6% up at $56.46.
With the volatility of global stock markets,
and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krukor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
For those needing help accessing government schemes on the Isle of Man, the Chamber of Commerce is offering assistance. The chief exec is Rebecca George, and she says some have already reached out, but it's not been as busy as last year.
The general consensus across all the sectors is let's get our heads down and get on with it. You know, everybody knows what they're doing from the previous lockdown, and they know what needs to be done for the island to become COVID-free again. I've been really blown away by the resilience that the local business community have shown. We've had a few questions around financial support that's available, and we're filtering through any businesses that have slipped through the cracks. And just, you know, in terms of needing a little bit more clarification on social distance restrictions and so on.
Is there a sense that businesses are just a lot better prepared this time round, having been through this once before?
I think the fact that we've been able to have several months of a COVID-free life here has allowed businesses and government to work in the background to get themselves prepared and ready for the circumstance where this may happen again. I think that's why the business community have been able to respond very quickly. Businesses have been able to send their workers back to working from home incredibly quickly. And in some instances, many employees were still already working from home. It was very easy for businesses to send their employees back to working from home.
Manx Radio Sport.
Bastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Bastamai, well, for fitness enthusiasts of all ages and abilities, lockdown can bring with it a sense of frustration from being unable to train with teams or coaches or have access to certain facilities. So, what to do about this? Local strength and conditioning coach Ben Carling has these words of wisdom.
There'll definitely be people out there that feel like they should just be doing more and more and more, and whatever they've done is not good enough. But just to kind of take perspective of what we're going through right now, you know, it's a 3-week period, potentially more. But I think people just need to set a plan in place. And whether that's walking, running, you can set yourself daily targets, or whether you want to do squats in the house or whatever you choose to do, I would set daily targets, a little bit of a to-do sheet, a tick list, and just keep on track.
Further afield, and Britain has withdrawn from the European Short Track Championships in Poland over concerns the squad could have been stuck at the event because of the pandemic. A team of eight, including 10-time European champion Elise Christie, was due to travel to Dansk on the 17th of January. In athletics, and athletes face a moral dilemma if given priority for the COVID-19 vaccine prior to this summer's Tokyo Games, says Scottish Paralympian Neil Fatchy. And sprinter Zoe Clark, hoping to make her Olympic debut, says it will not sit right with her if athletes take precedence over vulnerable people. Dick Pound of the International Olympic Committee has suggested competitors should be high up on the priority list for the vaccine. In tennis now, and Britain's Francesca Jones is through to the final round of Australian Open qualifying with victory over Jana Fett. Playing in what is her maiden overseas Grand Slam qualifying draw, the 20-year-old defeated Fett 7-6, 2-6, 6-1 in Dubai. Lewis Hamilton's quest for a record 8th Formula One World Championship will now begin in Bahrain on the 28th of March. The traditional season opener in Australia has been moved back to November because of coronavirus travel restrictions. And in football, Manchester United will move to the top of the Premier League for the first time in 1,221 days if they get at least a point from their game at Burnley later today. And a win for Everton this evening on their trip to Wolves would move them into the top four.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
It's 11 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio. The 10-5 Liverpool patient transfer, Logan Air, left almost 15 minutes late, but it should be back in and scheduled at 7 o'clock this evening. On the roads, Richmond Hills closed this evening from 6:30, temporary closure, and 30 mile an hour speed limits. They're jetting the curbs until midnight tonight. Factory Lane in Peel is closed for highway reconstruction. Cronk Road in Port St Mary's got some gas main replacement. That's closed. Westlands in Peel closed for demolition, refurb and extension works. And there's curb replacement going on in Station Park in Colby and resurfacing. That's closed too as well. All the information at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. And remember, the promenade work has stopped, so inevitably that's going to slip back. You can get all the information at myprom.im or via manxradio.com.
Keyside Tyres use Xmist to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66-4417.
How prepared were GP surgeries on the Isle of Man for another lockdown? Manx Radio spoke to Dr. John Snelling from the Peel Medical Centre.
As we have recognised that the UK has been in an increasingly precarious situation over the last couple of months, statistically speaking, it has not been surprising that it's leaked over here, particularly with you know, people coming back in two every day, which they still have to do for various reasons. So, you know, that's not surprising. Most of the systems that we put in place back in March have remained on standby. And I'm sure anybody who's visited a GP surgery on the island in the last 6 months will realise that, you know, the stickers and the notices and all of that sort of thing are all in place. And that's because we've sort of all been half expecting that at some point we would have to put them back. So, in fact, it hasn't been too much of a problem. I think the bigger problem actually for us has been the fact that we're now in the middle of winter rather than coming into spring and summer, which we were last time. And the incidence of general illness, sort of coughs and colds and all the normal things we go through in the winter, is just so much higher, which means our workload is busier. And we're also really keen to try and make sure that we continue doing the normal work. That becomes obviously increasingly difficult as people get locked down and also as the number of people being concerned about COVID increases, because obviously our attention has to be diverted and prioritised that way. But nevertheless, there's all the other stuff to still deal with. So it does make us more busy than we were last time. But actually, at the moment, you know, I think we're coping. The other added challenge, I suppose, in the coming days and weeks will be the vaccination. Obviously, we're trying to prioritise getting that out as quickly as possible. And at the moment, obviously, it's limited to the very vulnerable folks who have had a letter, I think, this week, actually. But of course, very quickly, we're going to try and roll out that out to the rest of the population. And that's going to make us busier still. So, yeah, we're in for challenging times, but, you know, we're up for a challenge.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
7 minutes before six, an update live from the Isle of Man. The new chair of the Liberal Valin political party says plans to obliterate the coronavirus from the Isle of Man are unrealistic. Paul Wetherill was elected unopposed to succeed Michael Joseph in the position. He was responding to comments made by the Chief Minister, and despite being supportive of reintroducing lockdown for an initial period of 3 weeks, Mr. Wetherill says the virus will always be a risk.
There's a debate over whether it could have happened a little earlier or whether some of the measures they brought in back in at the end of December, when things were obviously getting bad in the UK, could have been done a little quicker. But hindsight is a wonderful thing. And I think now we're in the lockdown, I can see it being extended. I don't think we're going to come out of it in 2 weeks' time, but we'll have to see how it goes.
The Chief Minister said in a recent media briefing that he wanted to obliterate the virus rather than try and live with it. What do you make of those comments?
It's a good aspiration, but I think realistically, we're not going to obliterate the virus. We're always going to be at risk of it coming onto the island. I think trying to knock it back as quickly, as much as possible, until the majority of the population is vaccinated is sensible. But I think talking about obliterating and eliminating is maybe hyping it up somewhat.
As during last year's lockdown, many people are unable to work over the circuit break. This includes tradespeople like window cleaners, painters, decorators and builders, with only essential maintenance allowed to continue. The government's told gardener Matthew Brindley he must stop all activity, but he can't see why.
I work alone by myself. I can easily come into contact with no one. I'm probably one of the safest occupations in terms of this pandemic that there is.
You seem quite frustrated about this.
Well, yeah, because what actually really bugs me a little bit is hearing that other construction workers and things are out and about. Now, they say it's for essential maintenance. Don't begrudge that if there's leakage in houses and what have you. But I've got people who live in these areas and they're not doing that. They're actually building the new houses. That's not essential maintenance.
But you accept, though, presumably, that gardening would not be classed as essential work?
Yeah, I would accept that in most cases, although many of my older clients did say they were going a bit stir-crazy last time. I mean, this time is a bit different. We are actually in the winter, nothing's really growing, so I could bear with it more this time. Last time was very difficult. My clients said, we were going mad for you, Matthew, because my garden was growing. I couldn't go out in it, because these old people, obviously, the garden was their only sanctuary. They can't go walking out. They're too elderly. I would happily abide by the rules, just so long as everybody else does. I think that's what irks me and probably a lot of my other fellow workers, is that we are getting reports that a lot of other people, mostly the government workers, are not.
Would you be busy at this time anyway?
Oh, yeah. It's usually redesigning, although thanks to the weather in recent times, there's been a lot of maintenance, like fences. I don't just do gardens, there's driveways. I even do people's gutters and things for them. No, I've never had what you call a lazy winter, no.
Will government financial support be available for you, do you think?
It was last time, which I was greatly appreciative of. Yeah, I believe it is this time. But when I heard the announcement, it didn't really highlight me. So I thought, oh, am I still able to work? So I didn't even look into it because it sounded like I could still go to work. And then it suddenly came on, like we got an email saying that I wasn't allowed.
That's it for Update tonight, brought to you from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer Alex Watton. And if you're listening to this update as a podcast, thank you for being part of the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. Your visit, very much appreciated. And if you're not yet on the bus, updates available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. Details at manxradio.com or the App Store, and just click subscribe and we'll be with you 24 hours a day. Stick around for the news and then greatest hits with Chris Kinley, including a COVID-19 bulletin at 7 o'clock. I'm Andy Wint, back tomorrow at 5:30.